So you've got your crystals, you meditate on the idea that you're abundant as fuck, but deep down, let's be real, there's a sense of lack, urgency, and scarcity, and you're ready to say sayonara so your abundance can free flow. By the end of today's episode, I'm not only going to motivate you and empower that abundant version of you to let loose, but I will give you three ways to claim your abundance now. Let's dive in. So what exactly is abundance? Well, it's the realization that there's not a lack of anything. Everything you've ever dreamt or desired is available to you at the tip of your fingers, just waiting for you to claim to the universe that you are ready to receiving it, right? It's knowing that anything you desire, if it's crossed your mind in any way, shape, or form, that it's out there and that it's possible for you. It's just up to you at that point to take the aligned action needed to actually bring that abundance into your life. Now, we could be talking about financial abundance. We could be speaking about love, right, in your relationships, abundance in the amount of friendships that you hold, maybe the abundance in the amount of lives that you're able to touch, the clients you're able to serve. Maybe it's knowing there's an abundance of beautiful mountain homes or beach homes that are just ready for your presence. Whatever this may look like on more of a personal level, but there's also abundance all around you, everywhere you look, right? There's an abundance of sand on the beach, right? Like in one little inch of sand, you could never sit down and probably count all of the grains of sand that are there because there's an abundant amount, right? If I'm looking outside right now, there's a beautiful tree. It's an aspen tree here in Colorado. And there's not only an abundant of aspen trees, but if we look at this one very specific tree, there's an abundance of leaves on this tree, abundance of branches, and I'm sure deep down into the soil, there's just an abundance of roots. It's just that there's no lack. There's plenty for this tree outside to survive. When you go to the grocery store, there's an abundance of probably any type of food you could desire all available to you. And all you've got to do is walk it up to the cashier and check out with it. If you need water, you turn on, we are so fortunate. You just go and you turn on the water faucet. You can take a hot, steamy shower at the push of a button. Abundance is everywhere. It surrounds you every single day. But then why is it that so often we drop into and have these feelings of lack or scarcity or like we should be somewhere that we're not when there's so much abundance in our life that we can be grateful for? And I was actually sitting through a meditation when I had the aha moment. It's like one of those things that you can hear again and again and again, but until it actually hits you and lands, it's when you're like, oh, I get it now. That just clicked. That makes sense now. And so when this happened for me, I'm going to like reveal, I was doing a practice using mala beads and affirmations. And what I was saying was abundance is infinite. It's just up to me to claim it, right? And in that moment, it landed that the only scarcity that is in the universe is a scarcity that we create inside of our minds. Our minds are telling us stories that we should be further along, making us feel a sense of lack or ungrateful for how far we've actually come. Or we're so focused on the outcome that we aren't enjoying the process and start to feel like it's work and not actually enjoyable, right? This is our mind creating scarcity, creating lack. But it's not a lack that exists in the world around us. It's all things that we're saying in our minds. Or maybe we're in too much of achievement mode. We're in too much of a doing, doing, doing. We've got to do this. We need this. We want this. It's striving for something external to you, not in complete alignment, right? So if you're in a state of too much doing over just being, it's creating maybe a sense of lack, sense of striving for something that isn't, because you already are. So when we realize that abundance is everywhere, the only scarcity that exists is in your mind, in the stories you're telling yourself. Abundance is everywhere. So when we realize that abundance is infinite and available to us in any way, we are ready to claim it. Feeling a sense of scarcity is questioning the universe. It's questioning this infinite source. And in a way, saying back to yourself that you're not worthy of it. Feeling unworthy of claiming what is rightfully yours. So how can we begin to feel more abundant and actually shift these feelings of scarcity? I'm gonna break that down into three ways right now. You better be ready. So number one is trust. You have to trust that you're taking massive fucking action every single day towards your goals. You're showing up, you're building momentum, you're keeping your foot on the gas and not holding back. You are crystal clear on what you know you want and you are going for it. And you trust that in going for it, in the doing, you're knowing that the outcome will come to you when it's time. That's abundance. Just keep showing up, just keep trusting and allow it to come to you when the time is right, because it will. There's an abundance of everything you're seeking and it's also seeking you, but you have to show up actively, right? That's the only way this works, trust. Number two, I'm currently going through a 21 days of abundance challenge with Deepak Chopra. And I highly recommend just hop over to YouTube, type this in the search, and for 21 days, it's a meditation, but I want to put a little spin on this. So you're going to do the meditation, and then you're going to do the affirmations that he mentions within this meditation using mala beads right afterwards, right? So with 108 beads, you're going to say the affirmation, and I want you to be buzzing. I want you to believe this in every single inch of your being, that what you are saying is true for you. And then the third thing I want you to do there is to journal what came through and to really allow this to land. I'm telling you, this is going to be extremely transformative for you and the level of abundance that you're seeking. And number three, I want you to notice the abundance that's all around you. There is so much to be grateful for, but just go outside. Look at a tree that's in your front yard. Just appreciate the abundance of leaves or branches if the leaves have fallen. The abundance in the knowing that leaves are going to regrow if they haven't already. Look at the abundance of clouds in the sky if it's a cloudy day, or raindrops if it's raining. Look at the abundant water that flows out of your tap at the touch of you turning it on. How much hot water, how much cold water there is. Start to notice all of the abundance around you, because what you appreciate appreciates. The only lack that would be experienced is the lack that you're creating in your mind, the stories you're telling yourself. So if we want to shift that lack and scarcity to abundance, we need to change the things that we notice. If you're looking around at your situation and maybe you wish it was a little different, maybe you wish you were in a different situation, a different place, that's okay. But appreciate where you are, because the old version of you 6 months, a year ago, they had dreams to be exactly where you are right now, or else you wouldn't be sitting here exactly where you are right now. That version of you would be so grateful for where you are today. So appreciate the abundance that you've created in your life, whatever that looks like. Celebrate yourself. Notice the things in nature. Nature is abundant. Like, you want a good example of abundance, just look at nature. From the ants crawling around on the ground, to the birds flying through the sky, to the trees, to the grass. There's not a shortage. Naturally, nature is made to be abundant and to be resourceful and have more than enough. And so us humans, we came in here and we're also abundant, right? We've got more than enough humans on this earth. But at some point in our mindset, right, if we go back to the days where we had to fight for our survival, somewhere inside of our minds, we had to be scarce. We had to look at lack because our lives depended on it. But at this point in time, we are abundant. Everything you could ever want is at the touch of your hands. So appreciate it. Realize that there's no place in your life for scarcity or lack, or wondering what is or what could be. Trust that you are exactly where you are supposed to be. So, my friend, I hope this helps you feel abundant AF. Go ahead, trust. do the 21 Days of Abundance Challenge. Just look for it on YouTube. And number 3, notice the abundance that is all around you. And on the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to actually dance with abundance. I promise you, if this topic is lighting you up right now, you are not going to want to miss what's coming next. So stay tuned. And if this episode resonated, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss what's to come. All right. Thank you.